Hi, this is Daniel Garve the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Nostalgia is an interesting phenomenon, one that changes with the times where past events are filtered through present-day attitudes. This week I'm looking at two new movies, one set in the future, but based on a novel from the 60s, and the other set in the past, but based on American perceptions of a Europe that never was. Dune, directed by Denis Villeneuve, based on the book by Frank Herbert. It's the future. The universe is divided up by ruthless feudal planets looking to increase their wealth and power through extraction of precious minerals. One prize planet is Arrakis, seemingly on an inhospitable and covered in sand dunes with giant killer worms living just beneath the surface. However, the sand yields spice, a highly coveted group of elements that make intergalactic travel possible. But the planet is populated by the fiercely independent Fremen. Paul, played by Timothée Chalamet, the son of a duke, is sent there after a cruel teacher is forced to leave. Paul's dad is a decorated military hero, played by Oscar Isaac, and his mom is a sorceress, played by Rebecca Ferguson. So the multilingual young man has been trained from an early age, both in martial arts and complex mental powers. He can predict the future through his dreams. He hopes to secure the planet while leaving the Fremen unharmed. But various international forces are working against him and his family. Was he sent to the planet merely to be eliminated? Dune is a science fiction space movie with a complex novelistic plot and many characters. I just skimmed the surface of it in this review. It's breathtakingly beautiful, done in the style of the cover art of 1970s paperbacks. I'm talking gorgeous costumes with Fremen dressed like multi-ethnic Saharan Tuareg and concrete beige spaceships rendered in a brutalist style. And it's shot in IMAX, meaning it's a tall movie, not a wide movie. I saw it at TIFF in the Cinesphere, where 50-foot sandworms lunge at you from the screen, not in 3D, like they're about to swallow you up. That said, while I love the movie aesthetically, it didn't move me emotionally at all. Maybe because I read the book in junior high, so I knew what was going to happen. Or maybe because it's the first of a three-part series and doesn't really end. It leaves you hanging. Or maybe because science fiction isn't supposed to make you cry. Whatever the reason, I think Dune is a fantastic, though unfulfilling, movie to see. The French Dispatch, directed by Wes Anderson. It's the 20th century. Newspapers are revered, and even smaller cities have foreign correspondents. One such paper, based in Liberty, Kansas, opens a bureau in France, later known as the French Dispatch, to replace their usual color Sunday supplement. They spare no expense hiring the finest writers to ruminate on topics of their choice, including Berenson, played by Tilda Swinton, on art, Kremenz, played by Francis McDormand, on politics, and Wright, played by Jeffrey Wright, on food. At its peak, it has more than 500,000 subscribers, but when the editor, played by Bill Murray, dies, it publishes its final issue. So this film dramatizes three of its best stories. In the first chapter, Berenson looks at Moses Rosenthaler, played by Benicio del Toro, a killer locked away in a prison for the criminally insane. He paints abstract canvases of his prison guard, Simone, the beautiful Léa Seydoux, who poses nude for him. But can a shady art dealer, played by Adrian Brody, save him from obscurity? In the second story, seasoned journalist Kremenz covers the student uprisings of the 1960s, where she befriends young Zeffirelli, not the filmmaker, played by Timothée Chalamet once again, who calls for revolution. But will her carnal attraction to the much younger student compromise her neutrality as a journalist? And in the third story, ostensibly a look at a chef who works at the police station in the cafeteria, because of course in France, food is very important in the movies, it turns into an action thriller as the detective's young son is kidnapped by a hardened criminal. Can a food critic write a credible eyewitness report on organized crime? Okay, The French Dispatch is, of course, total fiction, completely made up. These exciting stories are set not in Paris, but in a tiny town called Ennui-sur-Blaise. Get it? And the magazine is not the New Yorker. It's from Liberty, Kansas, population 123. What it is a highly stylized, funny and quirky look at old school journalists and the stories they used to tell. It's loaded with in-jokes and thousands of obscure cultural references. Camera work is as precise as a graphic novel, moving from panel to panel. Scenes vary between sharp black and white, faded color, and the garish tones of the 1970s. Styles cover everything from animated comics to stage plays to old tabloid flash photos. It's almost overwhelming in its visual impact. French Dispatch is a brilliant illustration of mid-century, middle-class American culture, and wonderful to watch. Dune and The French Dispatch both open this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.